Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Yes, this is about the 2024 elections and some general questions about the state of the country.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
23.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or a mixed race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
6.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'd say something else. It just depends.
Okay. That's fine.
That's
fine. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? And here we have a list. Let me go through the list and then we can match your top two. Your top two most important. The first one is crime and violence, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, protecting our democracy and freedoms, gun regulation and reform, climate change and environmental issues, or improving K-12 public school education.
I'm going to say K-12 education and climate change.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you. And often, would you say you experience racism or, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not often.
Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I'd probably say more rights.
And is that a somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations used in a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly cold, warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just let me know. The first one on the list is the NAACP.
10 is warm feelings.
0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable.
Any oh, number okay, sorry.
Yes.
80.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I've never heard of that.
Okay. Taylor Swift.
100.
Donald Trump.
20.
The Democratic Party?
40.
Ron DeSantis?
I've heard the name, but I know nothing about him, so I'm just going to say I don't know him.
Oh, that's fine. The next one is Joe Biden?
20.
Kamala Harris?
30.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Cornel West.
How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried? Somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not so worried.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Disagree.
And is that a strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Disagree. Wait, what? Immigrants contribute more than they take?
Yes.
Agree.
Is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I think somewhat.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Agree.
Is that a strong agree or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy. Let me restart. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Strongly agree.
Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Is that a somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. In general, and well, before we continue, I would like to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so please bear
with
me.
Yeah, you're fine.
Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is the following. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college, and our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That was statement A. Statement B is, some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put through truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunities to all of our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of these two statements do you agree with more?
Number two.
And is that a much more statement B or a somewhat more statement B?
Much more.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree that this is being undermined or under threat. And 0 means that you do not think this is being undermined or under threat at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is traditional family values.
Three.
Affordable health care.
5.
Quality K-12 education.
3.
A strong military?
2.
Free and fair elections?
5.
Secure borders?
2.
A fair and equitable court system?
2.
Religious freedom?
1.
Thank you. Now, and we're about to be finished with the survey, but we still have one or two more questions. Now
okay.
I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with a statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
10 is, like, strongly agree and 0 is not?
Yes, any number between 0 and 10.
Okay, 8.
The next one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While our own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
6.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number once again between 0 and 10.
7.
Thank you. And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation?
Education.
Thank you very much. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College degree. Is that what you're asking?
Thank you. Yes. Thank
okay.
you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Twice a week.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and this was the last question. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. We appreciate it.
Is it hard to get people to participate?
A lot. A lot.
Yeah. Well, I had extra time, and I thought, why not?
Well, I was lucky then.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it.
Is there, like, a company I can contact? What is your name?
My name is Chris.
Okay, is there someone I can contact to tell them, like, how kind you were, or?
Oh, no, we don't have those parameters.
What?
We don't have those parameters, but I'm working for Metro right now. Metro
okay,
Research.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, have a great day.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye. Ah.